When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. It is the Match Build-Up Show, Liverpool-Chelsea in the Super Cup in Istanbul. I am Paul Machin. I'm joined by Ben Kelly, by Kieran Gethin as well, our Welsh champion, and, of course, Sam Walker as well in the studio. Gentlemen, yes, our second chance at silverware of the season, Ben.
Yes.
Look, to be fair, at least we've legitimately qualified for this one. This wasn't like
we'll just throw him in. Yeah. Yeah,
who's available? I'll go on. Wouldn't it be nice if it was Liverpool? You know, it's the reigning champions of Europe versus the reigning other champions of Europe.
I am so excited about this. Yeah. Like honestly, like I'm gutted. I didn't have the money to go out there because I went to the final. I had a ticket, but I just couldn't afford to go out to Istanbul in the middle of a week in August. You know what I mean? It just didn't make sense. But I would love to be going out there. I'm so jealous of you guys. I just cannot wait because I think partly because it's Chelsea. It's a good chance to put down a mark against Chelsea. But also, you know, I've seen a few clips over the last few days, like previous years, where they come out and they're both holding the trophies, like Barcelona, I think it was Barcelona and Sevilla 1 year, and they're both holding the trophies, walking out, and we're going to be doing that. And it's all just a big occasion of just another big European Cup final, and it just, oh man, I can't wait.
It's so weird because I've not really thought about it, Kieran. You know, I mean, I'm flying out tomorrow morning. I'm not sure how that's possible. Like, I'm not sure how we're here, right balls deep in a season already. So far, playing for our second piece of silver, you know, our second chance at a piece of silver so far this season. But yeah, Ben's got it spot on there. You know, in years gone by, you think of the Super Cup as like, look, it's classed as a major honour, but you know it's a bit of a. It's also a bit of a trinket in some
regards.
It feels
like a charity shield type of thing.
Yeah, it's got, but it definitely has that kind of vibe to it. But at the same time, you know, it was mentioned last week. It's on that board in Melwood when they've got the silverware that they use to like motivate the players and show what you've won. It is important to Liverpool, and the fact that it's Chelsea. I think if it was like another European side, I'd be looking forward to it the same way that I look forward to any European game.
Yeah.
But it being Chelsea, you know, kind of like it being Spurs in the Champions League, final, it adds that extra spice to it.
Yeah, for me, like I said before, as a sportsman, I want to win no matter what, and I want to win all the time. And if there's a even though I'm absolutely nothing to do with the club apart from I love it, I still feel an immense sense of pride when we go and win something. So I will be feeling so proud, and I am really excited for Wednesday night. I can't wait for it.
Absolutely. Sam, you know, I think similar to the Community Shield, it's got that, there's a nice quality in so much as if you were to lose it, it's not like you've lost the Champions League final, but I don't think Liverpool, I think, again, like the Champions League final, it being Chelsea, it adds stakes to this game. It would be fucking unbearable if we didn't. Oh. So there should be no excuses. Look, Chelsea will be going flat out for it because look, Lampard is having come off the back of a 4-0, you know, hammering at Manchester United. He's been at that club long enough to know that managers don't last long. You know, he'll know that he wants to get something on the board just so he's got, you know, something in his defence when he gets called in front of Abramovich three months into the season.
Go
what's
these.
Going on? Yeah, he's like, oh, look, shiny thing, Roman. Look at that. Go and distract yourself for a bit.
I thought before the weekend there's a bit of a free for Chelsea, but I don't think now. I think he's spot on. I think they're going to be gunning for this game. But I really want us to win this. Before the Charity Shield, I didn't think, whatever it's called, I didn't think we were going to win it. I just thought this were better place than we should have bloody won it.
Yeah.
But I think we've got to win on Wednesday. We need it. After not winning that, the fans want it. The players want it. I think it means a lot. I think Klopp's going to be absolutely gunning
Klopp's
for this.
I think Klopp's got the same mentality. He wants to win everything.
Yeah. It's massive.
We talked about this in the final word show, didn't we, about how Klopp's eager to put the Champions League behind him. But this is the point. You know, we have qualified for this. We've earned the right to be in this game. Same way as Chelsea. You know, we went out there, we won the European Cup, and this is the follow-on. And you know, I'll be saying exactly the same things about the Club World Cup in December as well, yeah. Is that you've earned the right to be in this game, but that's all. You know, yeah. you deserve to be there because you're the best team in Europe, but that's not it. And it was something we were talking about again on the final word. When you're a champion, that's not where it stops.
Yeah.
That's where it starts, because we've seen it time and time again. We saw this in 2001. We went and beat Bayern Munich. We, you know, we were the UEFA Cup holders, yeah. Or we went and beat the Champions League holders there. Chelsea will go and have that. You know, they'll be the underdogs going into this game. They'll be looking to give us a bloody nose, and this is on Liverpool to prove why there's a disparity between being Champions League winners and Europa League winners.
Yeah, there's no cliche in this. Something like it's easy to get to the top and it's hard to stay at the top. And I think every Liverpool player seems like they've got that mentality. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the team seems like they've got the mentality to stay grounded and still achieve and want more. And I think they're going to feel a big sense of occasion going out to Istanbul as well. I know it's a different stadium, but still the same place where we done it in 2005. And I think they'll feel a big affinity today when they're out there as well.
There's a nice feeling about that when you start to think about the Champions League, Ben. You think, well, you know, they probably stay in the same hotel. You know, yeah. If they will do if they go to the final this year and all that kind of stuff. The path well trodden. I do. Yeah. I like all that stuff. But you know, the game itself. I think there'll be people looking at this and seeing Chelsea got smashed by United. We all think Man United are crap. So how crap must Chelsea be? That's Twitter analysis football logic, isn't it? You watch the Chelsea United game back. Chelsea caused problems. Like they weren't clinical, but they got in a few times. You know, Tammy Abraham smashes the post. If that goes in, it's a completely different game. You know, Emerson has a good chance as well. These aren't to be underestimated. And look, the name itself should mean that they wouldn't be. And the fact that we've got quality manager, quality coaching staff. But I think from a fan perspective, we shouldn't be looking to take this game lightly. I wouldn't be diving into excessive pre-match banter wars over this one, because it's going to be a very, very competitive game.
It's going to be a tough game, but you know, you touched on there about Man United. We're a completely different beast to Man United right now. I think if we get it right, if we focus on our game and we get ourselves right for this game, we could put another four past Chelsea here. Because I think we were that good on Friday night. We showed enough of it. We were that good against Man City. You know, when you look at obviously you've got the last match team down here. You know, I look at that back four. Azpilicueta wasn't great for the third goal against Man United. Christensen and Zouma don't scare me. Emerson certainly doesn't scare me. Suddenly I'm looking at that and I'm going, Mo Salah's going to have them. Mo Salah is going to happen. If we can get firing from minute one, and we can go and, you know, maybe get an early goal, we can put a few past these.
That's pretty quiet. He's even going to get drawn in back in there,
yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? How young is Christensen?
Chelsea's approach is going to be fascinating for me, for this, Sam, because we were talking about the Norwich thing. That they went and played a bit of football, and we all saw again Rory Jennings giving it the biff. That's about, oh, that's not how you play against Liverpool. Don't go and try and play football against Liverpool. If Chelsea come at us, if Chelsea try to give us a game, that's where I think that will play into our hands. They've got the ability to cause us problems because they've still got very, very good players. They've still got guys. They've got natural winners in that side. Yeah. They've been there. They've won more stuff than a lot of our lads have. Some of them, but. It's, are they up to speed? Are they fully versed in that? Are they a properly meshed team, particularly with the new manager? And that's where I remember seeing it when Brendan Rodgers took over at us. You saw it with when Emery took over at Arsenal. If you want to be a footballing side, it takes time to get your squad unity together.
And I think you've nailed it there. I think Lampard has to continue it in the same way Norwich had to. He's got to master what he's trying to do. So if he suddenly plays against Liverpool and goes, oh, we're gonna park the bus, we're gonna play for a 1-0 win or a 2-1 or something like that. I don't know, is there extra time in Super Cup? Is it the same?
Probably. There certainly was in 2005.
But I assume there is. So I can't see it myself. I think he'll play his own way. And the fact that our players are fully recovered now from Friday and they're probably still shattered today.
Well, that's going to make a big difference.
Massive part. I think they're going to have to change a lot of their team, whereas I think we're probably just going to tweak the few that we want to tweak. Mm-hmm. I think it plays a lot into our hands. I think Lampard has to be smart, but he has to try and stick to his guns. Otherwise, it's you know, you could go pear-shaped otherwise.
We talk a lot about like muscle memory and stuff. And again, look, this might well exist for Chelsea as much as it exists for us, but, you know, this cycle of weekend, midweek, we're well in that now. You know, we've been able to manage that now for a couple of seasons. Yeah. We've gotten better at it season in, season out. And you're right, in addition to us having those extra couple of days to recover, what we're kind of saying, Kieran, is there's no excuses from Liverpool here.
Yeah.
You know, look, Alisson's not going to be available for it. That's an issue. It means we've got Adrian there who's not fully integrated, not fully versed exactly in this world because he came in late in the window as well. That's our weak link, without a shadow of a doubt. But aside from all that, Liverpool are going to be fitter. They are more united as a side in the method of playing football. There's no reason for Liverpool, again, there's nothing to fall back on for Liverpool to say they shouldn't be 100% ready for this game.
Yeah, exactly, and that brings its own pressure. But they seem like they've handled that really well the past couple of years. Mm. Looking at that team sheet there, if the defence is anything remotely like that, and even if Adrian has an absolutely terrible game and he concedes 3 goals, I still think we outscore them. Mm-hmm. Because I think our attack is that good and that sharp, like Ben said about pre-season, that sharp at the minute, going into this season, I think we outscore anyone at the minute.
Mane's surely got to come back for this one, Ben.
Yeah, I think this will have been the aim for Mane. I think coming in, obviously, he'll have a few training sessions under his belt before Norwich. That I think it was always the plan to not start him. Hopefully, I think it probably worked out really well for us in the sense of we were in a really comfortable position when we could bring him on. Even he came on and looked quite good on Friday night, you know what I mean? Like, he came on, he could have had a goal himself.
There was someone on Chris's post-match video saying, I'd still give Mane a 10.
So obviously he's come in and he's putting a good performance there. And I think the idea will be now we're going to play a front three for the first time. Just, again, we talked a lot on the final work about picking up where we left off, just unleashing them again and letting them do their thing. And that should bring us a good result.
I agree. It's a big one this for Mane. And I think, obviously, we've not seen Klopp's pre-match press conference ahead of this, but he talked to him about the Community Shield and he was so like, no, it's a final, no, it's a piece of silverware. Who's not taking it seriously? And let's be honest, like, try as we might, it is hard to see the Community Shield as anything other than a bit of a, as I say, the curtain raiser, as was often said in the build-up to it. Jürgen will want this, and you're dead right. I think he's looked at those early fixtures and gone, we can make do without Mane, we can get Mane up to speed because I trust in what we've got. But it wouldn't shock me if he was presented the option, and that option by his fitness staff is, you can either have Mane for Chelsea or you can have him for Southampton.
Chelsea.
I think it's Chelsea all day.
Yeah, definitely.
The thing is as well, I mean, there's been loads of debate about this, about the major honours and all that, but Liverpool have put the Super Cup on our honours wall for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I honestly think we are going to be so focused. I think it'd be dead interesting to see, actually, in playing devil advocate, what we were saying before, is whether Lampard actually tries to go the other way and goes, well, it's the Rest Super Cup. Everyone. It doesn't mean nothing. Just out of pure, well, Liverpool could tank us anyway and kind of go a bit different. Mm. It's going to be interesting to see. But I think, like Ben says, if we do our thing, we play our game, we'll do the job.
I just wonder, and Lampard and Solskjaer's been doing this, I just wonder whether Lampard's approach is, you know, his thing is like, I'm a winner. Trophies are important. Because that's what you've got to do. You've got to come into those clubs and go, this club exists to win trophies. You know, you can't call yourself a legend of this football team unless you've won shiny things and held them over your head. No, you know, but you know, and that's, I just think that's probably has to be his shtick. You know, he's not a tactical master, is he? He hasn't got all these all his experience as a manager to call back on. All he's got is I'm Frank Lampard, boss of footy, and I won loads of stuff. Yeah. and these are my stories about how I won it.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't think he's got a choice but to go to throw everything at this game. Yeah. And I think as a result, it's going to be a hell of a game. And I think they will cause us problems. But like you say, Liverpool have got ability plus heart and determination, and I think if you've got all that, then more often than not, things will.
I don't think, other than in goal right now, I don't think there's an area on the pitch that they're better than us.
No.
So
no.
Other than that, and for that reason alone, I think we should win this game quite well.
Yeah. Was Kante injured? Why didn't he?
Well,
Kante came
off the bench.
He was recovering from an injury, so he's just.
So he'll play, but he still might not be quite right. Okay, because he's the only guy in their squad I look at and go,
Ooh. And maybe Willian. Yeah. Maybe Willian. Yeah.
Willian's a good player.
But Willian, I don't think he gets
he didn't get on. He didn't get on at all, though, no. Did he, Willian? No. Am I right? He didn't get on at all.
So yeah, Willian.
He fell asleep for the last time.
He brought Pulisic and he brought. He brought Kante on, and I can't remember. Oh, Giroud. Giroud will start.
Yeah, and I think that's actually why Matip's been kept back as well. I think we've got Gomez up to speed, given the opportunities. Mm. But I think if you've got a big lad there, centre forward. I mean, don't get me wrong, Gomez is perfectly capable of handling whatever's thrown at him. Yeah. But I think Matip, for me, that's one of the reasons why he's been getting ready, because his height will make a big difference. That's going to be their big threat in that regard. Mm.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sam, the Adjan thing is that I touched upon it. That's the major concern. I'm glad that at least he got a good chunk of a game there against Norwich just to get himself settled in. There'll be some intensive training in the build up to it. In some regards, I don't know if he's a better goalkeeper than Mignolet or not. And some people will naturally say he is because he's new to us and different to us.
Yeah.
But the one thing that he has got going, and he might be prepared to fill a bag full of baggage by the end of this game. But we don't carry negative connotations of him going into this game. We always knew what we were getting with Mignolet, and he always kept us on edge because of his limitations. Adjan might well possess all of them and more. But at least but yeah, exactly. We're going into this game with that. I'm just quite looking forward to seeing him as a goalkeeper. More than
well, from what I remember of him, he was a good shot stopper. Yeah. You know, a lot of these kind of goalkeepers, shot stopper makes him go, which is probably what we're going to need. What he probably needs to do in this game, well, from a fan's point of view, I'm sure Klopp might say differently, but he needs to just keep it simple.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things Alisson does. He's crazy, isn't he? He tries all sorts. But don't do that. Let Alisson do that, because that's why he's Alisson.
Yeah.
But if he just keeps it simple, when he needs to play, like if it's 1-0 with 5 minutes to go, off you go, mate. Don't start trying to roll out playing 1-2s with Matip in your box. Keep it simple. Yeah. And I think he will. He's not going to be daft, is he? Yeah.
No. You don't want to screw this chance up.
And he'll be 100% concentrated, because he will know if he can put a performance in this game, it'll be easier for him going to Southampton. Mm-hmm. And then when Alisson comes back, Klopp won't have a big decision to make, because he'll want to put Alisson in, but it's just he knows. And then when we play the cup games, everyone's ready.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's a massive opportunity
for
Adrian. And that's the right way to look at it, by the way, because you could easily look at it and go, as Adrian, and go, well, if I mess up here, then the fans aren't going to be with me. You know, like,
it
you just cannot
strike
afford
me as that kind of fella.
You just cannot afford to do that. You've got to look at it and go, okay, well, I've got an opportunity here to just make everybody okay with me being a thing at Liverpool.
Positive knock-on effect, as mentioned. You know, he's almost certainly going to be our domestic cup goalkeeper. Yeah. He's going to go into those domestic cup games having played games of football for us, which is a potential bonus, unless he's teared between now and then, and we're just forced to put Alisson in for every game, which I'm cool with as well, to be fair.
Longerhand, what is that saying?
Kevin Keller will come in, he'll be unnailed on second choice. But that's the thing, you know, potentially, hopefully down the line, he puts a good couple of performances in for us in the coming weeks. And he's just established then, isn't he? And hopefully that has a tangible knock-on effect as the season moves on. Right, we're going to talk about preferred 11s in a moment. Before we do, I'm going to tell everyone, if you haven't heard already, I wrote a book. It's a book about Liverpool basically going on and winning number six in Madrid. It's called It's Your Year, and it's written that way because it's basically based around the notion that fans of opposition teams gave us hell last year, thinking that we were all mad and delusional that we were actually supporting a really, really good football team. So it goes through like the comments and reactions from opposing fans, but also some of the lunacy deeply embedded within Liverpool fans as well. It's also got like diary extracts from me reacting to stuff as it goes along, and unique pictures and what have you of things that happened throughout the season. There's a very, very limited print run that, of the first edition, which sold out in a week. It's going to a second print. You can pre-order it now. We'll put a link in the description underneath, and we'll put it as a pinned comments as well as that. You can get it on Kindle, you can get it on iBook as well if you want to just read the digital versions. But yeah, a very, very limited. It's massive and heavy, and it's good fun. I had a very, well, as I say, a good time writing it. It was incredibly stressful getting it to print, but ultimately it's been a good laugh, and we know it ends really well, by the way, lads. Just spoilers.
What happened to the end?
Just not to give too much away, but the ending is genuinely fantastic. So yeah, the second print run is going out very soon, so you can pre-order it now on the shop site. So yeah, get involved with all that. Thank you very much for all of that. Gentlemen, let's talk about what we'd like to see from our teams. Kieran, any major differences for you for our starting 11? Is it just a case of throwing Manny in, or are you doing anything wilder?
I'd like definitely the front three is sort of self today. I'd maybe like to see Keita get in there in the midfield. And at the back, I know you're all saying Matip because of the striker. I still like to see Gomez. I want to stick with Gomez. I did it last time we came on the show. I put him in at centre-back when you were all putting him in right-back. I just think he's the future, and I think we stick by him. Same aspect with Lampard, sticking by his youngsters, as Sam was saying. I think we stick by the youngsters, and all right, it's a big season for us, but I think Gomez can rise to that.
There's no reason why Gomez can't start this game. I think Matip, just because he probably needs the games now. You know, it's a good opportunity to keep them fresh. And we saw last season, we rotated the other centre-half and we rotated the right-back, to be fair. Yeah. Like, there's a possibility that you could put Gomez right-back and put Matip in.
I think he'd be more changes. I think the front three will stay the same because I think he'll want that cohesion. I think we could have a whole different midfield. Mm-hmm. I think he'll want Ox and he'll want Keita to get minutes. Mm. Okay. Might keep Fabinho, but Milner came on the other day. He might play the six. I can see that. And I think at the back, I think he'll play Matip instead of Gomez. And until the news breaking this morning about Lovren, I actually thought he might even switch them both, just because it kind of makes no sense to just make Van Dijk play every minute of every game as good as he is. Mm.
But it's a big cut. We just discussed.
I don't think he will now. By the way, I think that this morning could mean, you know, we might even see the end of Lovren. It's a different conversation. But yeah, I think we could make five changes: midfield, Mane, Matip.
I think he'll stick with the majority. I think he'll definitely stick with Henderson after Friday. Yeah. I think given the extra couple of days to recover that we've had as well, that we've touched on, I think he'll play as captain, and I think Jordan Henderson will be dying to play this game and play in another cup final. I would go with Matip as well. I think you make a really good point about Joe Gomez. I wanted Joe Gomez to play on Friday, which he did, but I think he is more likely to play Gomez against Southampton, and I think as a result, three games in 8 days, I think he'll swap. But other than that, so Mane, Matip, and for me, I think maybe Keita comes in for Gini, but I think it's either or. It depends how he wants to approach the game. If he does want to go hell for leather, especially with the way Henderson's approaching games himself at the moment, then he might play Keita. Yeah. Gini offers a little bit more balance for me in midfield.
I think if we rotate, it's to keep the players on the bench fresh, not because anyone needs a rest particularly.
Yeah,
100%. So like, you know, I think Henderson will be able to go again. I think Fabinho will be able to go again, and then I think we're readying Keita. Mm. And I think you just look at the impact he had in the Community Shield coming off the bench. Now, that's a great possibility again. Maybe we do similar to that, is we keep largely the same team and then it's all in your substitutions.
Mm. Shaqiri,
But you can have that plan can be upset. I wonder whether we might have seen Keita on Friday, but you're losing a substitute because of the goalkeeper thing that we maybe had to, you know, change our plans ever so slightly. For me personally, I'd go, I don't know that we need Gomez right back for this, but I think it's a good system to get into if you're saying Gomez starts right back against really good sides, And Matip comes in for those as well, because he's handled those big games spectacularly well. I think, you know, particularly we saw it in Europe last season, that Matip was outstanding. So I'd bring Matip in. I'd move Gomez to right back if you want to, although it's absolutely fine for it to be Trent. And then swap Gini out for Keita, and then bring Manny in for Origi, and then I think you're good to go there. And that's
fair enough, yeah.
That's as close to, depending on your argument over the right back and the centre half, it's as good as a team as we can put out, I think.
Do you think it's crazy that the four of us now have had a variation on all our team squads? Like,
and you wouldn't really necessarily, apart from mine, it's a bit drastic, but for that reason you said, but
for a squad that hasn't changed,
yeah.
We should know what our first 11 is, and we don't, because that's how good our squad options are.
The versatility of Milner, you could go left or right back.
It'd be mad if Milner doesn't start, because he's not starting. Well, no, he had an injury for the Community Shield, yeah. But Milner doesn't go long without starting games of football. Yeah. And he was brilliant in pre-season as well. So don't get me wrong, I've talked up Keita. Milner's just as likely to start in that midfield today as anything, and we used him, you know, particularly in European games, you know, a lot.
Experience, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Gini, Milner.
It is mental, the depth we got on the squad.
Very, very interesting stuff. Let us know your thoughts on that. Chris spoke to Louis from 100% Chelsea in the build-up to this to get a little bit of Oppo insight. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Obviously, we've got to talk about the weekend. Chelsea went up to Manchester, played at Old Trafford, got their arse handed to them on a plate. What on earth happened, mate?
I just feel it was one of those days. Anything that went wrong for us went wrong, and everything went well that could have gone well for Manchester United. Bottom line, they took their chances. We didn't. Like I said, I mean, it's the first game of the season. I obviously didn't expect to get handed to 4-0, but still, I felt like the whole scenario, I think it's a learning curve, and it's a lot of big lessons that we needed to learn. I think we kind of realised, for example, Jorginho and Kovacic as a pair in deep line midfield don't really work. That's probably where you need to see Kante. I think a big lesson that we learned from a positive standpoint was that I think the movement between the midfield three of Barkley, Mason Mount and Pedro at the beginning of the game, it was really nice. They were really collaborating really well. And Tammy Abraham looks like a centre forward who's very different to what we've been used to over the past few years with Morata and Higuain, where he actually wants to take a shot and wants to get stuck in. So, you know, for me, there's positives and negatives, but it's the first game of the season, and hopefully everything we learn from that game we can start actioning in the Premier League and obviously other competitions as well.
Right, OK then, gents. How do you think this one's going to go, Sam?
I think we'll win the game 3-1.
Yeah, I think it's a 4-1 again, I do.
I was going to go with 3-1, but for the sake of arguments, I'll have us keeping a clean sheet and say 2-0. just to, you know, yeah,
spice it up.
I was denied my 5-0 prediction last week. So, 3-0 to Liverpool. I'd like us to send the message if the game goes that way, and I don't want to appear blasé or anything, because I think I think Chelsea will cause us problems in this game if we're able to stay resolute and the goalkeeper is able to have a solid performance, because that's my big thing. If his head goes for any reason and they do target him, it's a potential weak spot. I would like us, if we are in a situation where we've got a couple of goals up, I'd like us to put our foot on the throat and really go for it, just to send a bit of a message out. Yeah. We need to start creating that fear factor. I want teams to think, you know, because Chelsea carry a reputation, whether they're there or not, and I don't think they are there this season. If you can go and put a big score down on a world stage, which it is, I think that makes people think twice about how they approach it for the rest of the season. So I don't want us to go, oh, we've got Southampton at the weekend. Yeah. We need to make sure we've got something in the legs. That's what your subs are for. Go for it.
Especially with the Champions League draw coming up as well. You know, you go out as Champions League winners, and this is the role I love. This is still a novelty, these type of games. You said there, like, this is still massive across Europe. Like, there are millions and millions of people who watch this game, of all type of football fans across Europe, and they'll be looking. And if Liverpool go out and beat Chelsea 3-4 nearly, I'm not saying we will, but if we do, they'll go, God, you don't want the holders in there. You don't want the holders anyway, but you go, Jesus, the Champions League draws on the 29th. The last thing you want to do is go to Anfield in the first game, where you're going to be bringing out the trophy.
No, but exactly, because the narrative that was building up around Liverpool leading into the season was, you know, poor pre-season and they've not bought anyone. So have they gotten stronger? Yeah. Well, they haven't, because the prevailing logic is unless you buy new players, you can't be better, which is horseshit, by the way. But this is a good chance for us to show Europe. You're dead right. Yeah. All these, it might be okay because Liverpool might be worse this season. They might be, and then you go out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, never mind. You know. And but for me, Sam, the European Super Cup is a full stop on last season. It's an addition to winning the European Cup. I'm not saying like it takes something away from winning the Champions League, but if City hadn't won the Community Shield, you know, you've won the competitions that got you there. It doesn't take a shout, but it adds to it. I think it completes the package.
Yeah.
I think if you don't go and add that to it, then It's not the
Chelsea
same.
End up feeling better about their win, and we don't feel better about ours. Absolutely.
And we're the A side, aren't we? We're the home team. We've got like what, five times many fans as them there as well. It's Istanbul. It's us. This is us for the taking. Yeah. Like you say, this is us to go Super Cup, World Club Cup, and whatever else we bring. Let's get greedy.
Absolutely, completely agree with that. Let's be greedy. And if you're greedy for Liverpool content, make sure you head over to the redmentv.com and you're like, that's right. Sash been sat looking so sad. Oh, there you go. I've just made his day. Ben, you got the Around the League coming up?
Yes, we do. We've got a lovely in-depth chat about the first weekend of fixtures. That's going to come out tomorrow. So we're going to talk about VAR. We're going to do a little bit of, I want to include a little bit of fancy league stuff and stuff like that. It's a three-man show at least at the moment on the couches, maybe even four if there's people around. Different formats last year. Me, Ross, some guests. Go over to the Redmen TV and have a little look at it.
Absolutely. Perfect. So yeah, sign up. It's completely free for the first month and you get all that amazing extra content, including interviews with the gaffer and loads of Liverpool's current players and past and present as well, including a little chat in Rome with the man, the legend, Lucas Leiva. As mentioned earlier on, if you want to go and buy the book, you can do. Link in the description and in the comments section. Other than that, thank you very much for watching, for listening and for subscribing to the YouTube channel. We'll see you all very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.